Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for a continued refuah shleimah for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubis daf Pevav, and I must admit that originally I thought, when I counted it up, I thought that tomorrow was the 1,000th daf in Shas, but apparently I miscounted by one day. Today's daf. Today is the 1,000th daf in Shas. Wow, a yashkoyach. A tremendous yashkoyach to everybody for joining this shiur. Today is the 1,000th day. I mean, the 1,000th daf that the Rabbono Shlomo has given me the privilege of teaching and recording, and I am so unbelievably overwhelmed with Hakaras HaTov, Takarish Baruch, that we were able to make it through 1,000. What's the total number? Like 2280 or something like that? What's the number?
We're 33% through.
So. We're 33% through, says Yitzhak Yosef. Okay, something like that. 38%. Yeah, I think the number is 2280, but someone can Google it. Someone in that range. 2287, I think. Anyway, I might not remember. Dr. Joe's Googling it. Anyway, a good morning to everybody. Thank you for joining. A good morning to Jeremy Chenech, Reb Zalman for 2 days in a row. Reb Zalman, Motze Shabbos is going to be a chazakah. That means that's it. You're in for all 1,000 live. The next 2,200. Good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzhak Yosef, Rav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, Svika. Here we go. And I, in honor of the 1,000th shiur, I brought some tea to the shiur. A little extra sweetness. My wife, I think, brought cookies, but I think I left them at home. Anyway, so that's what I'm good for. That's what I'm good for. Here we go. Shiur number 1,000. Here we go. Shiur's number 1,000. Mazel tov to Uri on shiur number 1,000. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Hamocha shtachov el chaver v'chazor machlo machol. So we learned previously, whenever you see the word gufa in the Gemara, it means we're going to learn something we learned previously. This is unbelievable shtick that a guy can pull. He sells the document to his friend. So somebody owes him money. He sells the document to his friend, and then he's mochel the debt. It works. Not only that, if the guy dies, the creditor, the malva dies, even his son can be mochel the debt, and then the guy who bought the document is left holding the bag or holding the document, and he can't even collect from it. It's mochel. Now, what can he do? We don't want to let this go. So Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, v'ipikechu. If the buyer of the debt is a smart guy and wants to make sure that he gets to actually collect his debt, mekakish lezuze, he can jiggle some coins in front of the lender. V'kasa leshtara b'shmei. I should have researched this last night. Why isn't that interest? But anyway, he could pay off the lender with a couple of bucks to write a new document that says that the lender owes the money directly to the purchaser. He should offer him a couple of dollars. This way he has a document. He knows he's going to be able to collect. He's not going to be worried that the other guy might be moichel the debt, because now he has a new document. So if the Ritva writes, if the old guy is moichel the document, so then the new document only collects from the new date. But if the old guy's not moichel, it still makes sense. Don't rip up the old document, because if the other guy's not moichel the chov, then he'll still be able to collect it from the original date, if the guy's not moichel it. Now, new story. Oh. Now, today's daf, we're going to learn a little bit about a new Shas principle, which really only comes up in a couple of places, Bava Kama and here. I don't think it's too many other, well, maybe a few other places, called Dina de Garmi. Ooh, Ramban wrote a whole book, Kuntra's Dina de Garmi. What's Garmi? So, we all know, good morning, Reb Mordechai, just in time for Garmi. Mordechai, mazel tov on shiur number 1,000 today. Daf number 1,000 today. Unbelievable. Daf number 1,000 today in Shas, Baruch Hashem. Mazel tov, Rabbi Willie. Mazel tov, everybody. So, it's something called Dina de Garmi. What's Dina de Garmi? So, we know there's a rule in Bava Kama called Grama Benezikin Pater, which means if you damage something in an indirect way, you're pater midini adam v'chayv midini shamayim. What's an example? Let's say your friend's cows are closed into a pen, and you weren't thinking, you're walking along, you open the door, You just, I don't know, you were showing somebody around, you opened the door, you left the door of your friend's pen open, and the animals all go free. So you didn't do anything directly to damage. You didn't take the animal and shecht it. You didn't take, but you did something that caused indirectly that animal. That's called indirect damage. That's grama benazik, and Allah is grama benazik, and is pater midine adam v'chayi midine shemayim, which means a court will not obligate you, but it would be a nice thing to be yotzei yechiv v'dei shemayim. We should pay. That's grama. However, there's something that's a little bit more direct than grama. It's a type of grama called garmi, and about this there's machlokas, rameir, and chachamim. What are the three classic examples of shas of garmi? Sorev shtarosov shel chavero, if you burn your friend's documents, or mechitzas hakem shnifetza, if there's a barrier in between a vineyard and your friend's plants, and the wall falls down, and you refuse to fix it. And the third is, if you use a coin, which ends up being to pay a debt, and it ends up being a bad coin, and you didn't realize it, and now by the time you realize it, your friend is gone. You can't pay him anymore. So these three cases, machlokes are main chachamim. Rav Meir says garmi is chayev, chacham pater, and the halacha is like Rav Meir that garmi is chayev. Now, what's the reason why garmi is chayev? So the Rush in Bava Kama, in the ninth chapter, writes that garmi is different than grama in three ways. Number one, it's more direct because you're actually damaging something directly. It's right away. It's not something that takes time, like in the case of opening the fence, till the animal gets out of there. It takes time. It's not right away. And the third thing is it's vadai hezek. In the case of the door opening, either the animal will go out or it won't go out. It's not a vadai hezek. But in the case of where you burnt your friend's document, it's a vadai hezek. So that's what the Rush says. Others say differently, but this is just the others disagree and say grama and gami are exactly the same. But these three cases are just an example of where the Chachamim saw a need to make a penalty and cause it and be mechayim. So grama and gami are really the same thing. Just one is an area where they made a knas. There's also machlokas of rishonim if garmi is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. The Ramban in his Kuntres Dina de Garmi writes it's only d'rabbanan. I didn't say that it's d'oraisa, but the shach in Shulchan Aruch has a long arichas. My son always makes fun of me. A long arichas. That's like right. A long arichas is long. He has a long arichas. Okay, I don't know why I have to say a long arichas, but anyway. But he has a long arichas. That's what people say, but it's a little extraneous. Anyway, the Shach has a long piece where he says that it's only Durabanan. Anyway, that's your brief introduction to Garmi.
What's the Makos
for 30? I don't know. I don't know the Makos, but the Shach proves that it's only Durabanan. So okay. I should know that. What's the source? I'm sorry, Yitzhak. I don't know. But I could look it up. If you text me later in the day, I'm sure I could find it. Amar HaMeimar. Man de doin dina de garmi. Oh, according to those Amorayim that paskin like Rab Meir, that's dina de garmi. So this guy who's Meichel de Shtar, right? I sell a document to somebody else and then I'm Meichel de Shtar. So I cause this guy to lose money. So, magvi bay dumei shtar malia. So the buyer, if you hold a garmi, this is like sorek shtarosu shachavero. So the buyer can collect from the malve, and Rashi holds the entire value of the shtar plus the money that he paid. Mandalo dain dina de garmi, but if you don't learn dina de garmi, magvi bay dmei niyara ba'alma, you just get the money for the paper. Now the Rishonim say, what do you mean you just get the money for the paper? You have the paper. What do you need? What do you mean you just know? So that's a borrowed term from the case of burning his friend's documents. By the case of Dina de Gamir, where you burn the documents, so then you get back the paper. But here, there's no paper to get back. You have the paper. That you have. You purchased the document, then he was Moichel the debt. So the paper you have. So it's a little misnomer, this Domain Nir Ba'ama. Hava Uvda Vekafia Rafim Ravashi. Now, a story once happened that Ravashi paskind Halach Lamaisa. That Dina de Garmi applies here. A story happened where a guy sold his shtar chov, and then he was Meichel the chov, And this court case came in front of Rav Ashi. V'kafye Rafram l'Rav Ashi. Rafram proved with rayas to Rav Ashi that he deserved the money back. And Rav Ashi said, "You're right." And they collected from the borrower who was meichel the debt the entire amount that was in the shtar. Kikshur letzalme. Exact amount. Rav Ashi was medaktik, and he paid the entire. You know, the same way that a person who buys wood, I guess an artist who buys wood. I don't know exactly what he's using it for to draw on it. So, like a guy who buys a certain kind of wood, he was very, very medaktik, exactly the size. So Rav Ashi was medaktik to get all the money back. Now, there's different kinds of obligations that have different kinds of collections. In order to introduce the next piece of Gemara, take a look at the second Tosas on the page. It'll help you understand the Gemara. Tosas gives you a nice background here. Omer Rabbi Natan, second Tosas on the page, Pei Vav Amudav. De Gimel Dinin Chalukin Lemalve Ulenizek Ulesachir Ulebalchov. I'm sorry. Lebalchov is Le Zuze. If you borrow money, so lichatchila, you're supposed to pay back with money. You can't give land. You have to give money. If you don't have money, then you can give him anything with Tadlin. If you don't have a Tadlin, then the Baal Chov collects from property, which is Beinonis, medium value property. Nizik, even if he has money, you don't have to give him money. You can pay him back with land. Then Nizik, Shaman Lomin, Idis. A Nizik pays with the best property. Ksubas Isha pays with Ziburis. Lechatchila, it's only supposed to be land. We saw that there was a takana, you could collect the ksuba even from a tatlin, but the land is from the lowest level land. So let's see the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Amar Amei, Ma'am Mishmei, the Rav Chama, Hai Ma'adik Alei, Ksubas Isha Balchov. Let's say a guy owes two monies. He owes ksuba to a woman, and he owes money, a debt that he has a Balchov. Visley Aravisle Zuze, let's say he has money and he has land. So who gets which? So Lebalchov Misalkina Bezuze. The Balchov has first rights to the money. He borrowed money, he gets money back. The Ksuba, she didn't get anything. She didn't pay anything for this. Oh, she paid a lot. She agreed to marry the guy. But it's not a debt obligation in that classic sense. It's something that the Torah or the rabbi say he owes. So Leisha Misalkina Lebaar, you give the land to the woman. Hai Kidine Bahai Kidine. Lechatchila, you pay a ksuba with land, and lechatchila, you pay a debt with money. So each one gets that. But let's say you don't have v'ilo ik elachad ara. Let's say you only have one piece of land. V'lo chazi elachad. That piece of land is only enough to pay one of them. So lebal chov yavinala. You give the karka to the bal chov. Leisha lo yavinala. You don't give the woman anything. My timer. What's the reason for this? Yosem yimash ha'ish rotza lisa isha. Ish Yosef Yimasa Ish Rotza Lisa Isha Rotza Linase. Women want to get married more than men, and even if you don't have the money for the ksuba right now, that's not going to prevent women from getting married in general, because women like to get married, even if they're not going to right away have the money for the ksuba. Hopefully he'll make money down the road, be able to pay the ksuba. Maybe he won't even be chayiv the ksuba. Maybe she'll die first, and he won't even get a ksuba. And a woman wants to get married anyway, but a Baal Chov, If you pay the woman over the Baal Chov, no one's going to lend money. If people know that the woman has the money, and that's going to be terrible if nobody lends money. Interesting. However, Rashi says here, if the Zman of the Ksuba was before the Zman of the Chov, then this halacha does not apply. Then you give the Ksuba and not the Chov. If the Zman of the Ksuba was first, so says Rashi. Amali Rav Papala Rav Chama, Vaday Damisu Mishmei Derava. Hi, man. Damaski beizuz of Islay Arab asa bal chov v'katava minei v'amar le zil shkol me'ar. I mean le zil zavin at v'aisi hav le. So Rav Papa said to Rav Chama, "Is this true that you said in the name of Rava that a guy who borrowed money from a guy and v'islay ara he has only land?" And he doesn't have any money. And the malva comes and he demands the obligation from the lova.
here, take my land. I'm reading late. You think we tell this guy, no, Zil Zabinat Vaisi Havli, you go sell the land, get money, and give me my money. Is that really true? Amalei, so Rav Chama said back to Rav Papa, lo, I never meant that. I never said that in the name of Rava. So Rav Papa said, okay, so what did you say? Emeli gufado of the hechiyava. So tell me what you did say. Amalei, so Rav Chama said to him, tolam osim of kachavim havim. No. The time that I said that the lova has to, the time that I said that the time that I said he has to give back the land, that's where the guy was playing games. This lova really had money. He claimed that the money belonged to the guy. But it turned out that was a lie. And that's why I said, so you can't learn from this case. Who was a Shlok Hogan? He lied about the money. Who was a Shlok Hogan? So therefore, we made him go sell the property and pay the money with money, because he really had money. He was lying. It was a smokescreen. So we said, oh, you don't have money, go sell your property. But really, if a guy only had property, we would allow him b'di'evet to pay back the property. He wouldn't have to sell the property. He can give back the property. That counts as well. He doesn't have to sell it. And now, the next case we're going to talk about is the case of what is the obligation of Yesomim to pay back the debt of their father. So, the Gemara says in Maseches Erchin that Bezdin will not demand a debt from Ketanim. If a father borrows money from somebody, then the father dies, and all he has is kids under bar mitzvah. The boys are under bar mitzvah. Bez Din is not going to go into his property and take it away. And there's a machlokas amorayim why that's true. Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua says, maybe this debt is really paid back, and these kids under bar mitzvah don't know that it was really paid back. So Bez Din is not sure. How do they know? These guys come and they claim it wasn't paid back. Maybe the father paid back when he was alive. He's not around to talk for himself. That's what? We'll see. Well, we don't make them swear. They're little kids. So Rav Papa says a funny kind of a answer. Well, the payment of a Baal Chov is a mitzvah, and the kids are under bar mitzvah. They don't have to do mitzvahs. Very strange kind of situation. It might depend on whether Shibuta Doraisa, Shibuta Lav Doraisa, is there really a lien on the property? Are they really mechuyev to pay back or not? But it sounds like Priest Baal Chov mitzvah. He says, well, it's a mitzvah, and the kids under bar mitzvah, we don't force them to do mitzvahs.
Once they get bar mitzvah, one would say that they don't have the obligation, and the other would say they do at that time.
Once they get bar mitzvah, so what do you want to say? According to Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, who says that it's maybe he paid back, I'm not sure, Avi. Why do you think this? I mean,
they pay back, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a mitzvah or not.
Right. But if it's a mitzvah, now they're mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Okay, good. Good. There's a lot of discussion about this, whether this depends on Shibuta Doraisa. Is there a Din Doraisa they have to pay back? It sounds like it's a mitzvah, like it's almost optional to pay back debts. Very strange. Maybe it's a Tekana Derabanan. Macholgas are showing him within Rav Papa whether or not it's really Shibuta Doraisa or not. Tosis and Bava Basra writes that it's not clear what Rav Papa holds about whether or not Shibuta Doraisa or not. Is there really a Torah obligation to pay back or not? The Rashba and Kiddushin says that in the name of the Rabbi of the Ramban, that from the words of Rav Papa in our sugya, who says Priyas Bachov Mitzvah, sounds like Shibuta Lav Doraisa, that there's no Torah obligation to pay back debts. V'rak Rabbanan Tiknu, mid Rabbanan, there's a Shibu Nechasim in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of paying back a Baal Chov. We don't hold this way. Rashi and Kedushin seems to say Rav Papa agrees that Shibuta is Doraisa, and the Rif also writes away in Bava Basra, and the Rosh writes that here. Pnei Yeshua explains that if the holder of Papa holds Shibuta Doraisa, what does it mean, Prius Baal Chov Mitzvah? Shat Torah Shivdas Nichsei Alova Kadeshi Kaimas Mitzvah Prius Baal Chov. I have to figure something out to explain that. Anyway, so but let's see the Gemara. Amalei Rav Kana Rav Papa. L'didach da'amris priyas b'chov mitzvah. According to you, who holds that the chova of the lova to pay back a debt is to be mekayim the mitzvah of priyas b'chov. The Torah says, v'hin tzedek yelachem. Chazal say, you promised to pay back, so you got to honor your word. So what's the din in the following case? Amar lo nichli debit mitzvah. Let's say the lova says, I don't want to be mekayim this mitzvah. It's my option. If a lova, a guy comes to court, he says, takes him to court, I lend you money. The guy says, well, it's just a mitzvah for me to pay back. I don't want to pay back. What are we going to do to him? Are we going to force him to do this mitzvah? Will Bezdin force him to do this mitzvah? Amale, Tanina, we learned in a brisa. Bamedvar, mamurim, b'mitzvahs lo saseh. When do we say that we force people to do mitzvahs? That's by lo saseh. Abel b'mitzvahs saseh, kigon, she'omim lo aseh sukkah ve'enos, like I refuse to build a sukkah. Little dafyomi coincidence. All right, we're close to sukkahs. Lulav eini oseh ve'eini oseh. I'm not going to take a lulav. I'm not buying a lulav. The prices are too expensive for me. Makin oso ad shetetze nafsho. So when do we say we give a guy only 39 lashes? That's if he's not going to do a lav. If a guy violates a lav. If a guy violates a lav, d'oraisa, give him 39 lashes. But if a guy refuses to do a mitzvah, midoraisa, we don't stop at 39. We'll smack him. It says here, achatetze nafsho. That's also machlokas. What does that mean, achatetze nafsho? The Shittim of Gubetz is close to the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. It doesn't mean that you mamish kill him, hit him till he dies. It means till you weaken him. Chasim Sofer and Ramosha Feinstein, Gross Moshe, right? It means that we don't care. We're not careful to make sure he doesn't die. But it's not that you're allowed to kill him. But it's that we don't worry if he ends up dying. So we see, so the Gemara says, so too a lova that doesn't want to pay back, it's a mitzvah, shkayach. But if he doesn't want to do this mitzvah, we're going to smack him up. Just like we, Bezdin, will force any Jew to do any mitzvah, saseh. So we smack him up over here to do that as well. Now the Rishonim have machlokas over here. If you hold Shibuda's lav d'oraisa, do we force the lova to pay the debt by just going? You know, why do you smack him? Just go and take the money away from him. So the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ra'ah all write in our sugya that we go down into his property and we take it. What, instead of beating him up, just go take it. Let Bezin just go take the money. That's one of the ways we could force him. Others disagree. The Gemara seems to say you beat him up. You don't actually just go directly and take his property. So that's a question. Okay, a lot of talk about Shas Katan here. This daf number 1000 of Shas is mamish a Shas Katan, and we're not done yet. One other major Shas topic we're going to discuss now, and that is where is Meshicha Kona? Where can you be Kona Meshicha? So says the Gemara. Man says to his wife, "Hareze gitech, volotis gashibo ela la'achas shloshim yom. I'm giving you the get now, but I want to suspend the chalos of the get until after 30 days. V'holcha v'hini chasa b'tzidei rishus harabim. And she places the get down in an area that's on the side of the rishus harabim. Not the area that everybody's walking through, but the side of the rishus harabim. We're going to see later on in the Gemara. The Gemara's have a discussion whether or not that's a place where the woman could be kona the get from. And the 30 days pass, and the get is still there. Mahu. The question is, a get that's lying in Sidi Rishus Rabbim, when it's supposed to be in her Rishus, the Torah says, V'nasan biyada. And at the time of the Chalos HaGet, it's standing in the Sidi Rishus Rabbim, is that a good get or not? Says the Gemara.
If it's her property, if it was in her property.
Yeah, if it's her property, then it's fine. Amar lei, eina megureshes, midravu Shmuel. It's not a good divorce. And I'll prove it from the din of Rav and Shmuel. The Rav and Shmuel, Darmi Tavayu, the Rav and Shmuel both say, and this is something that we had in 3 days ago's daf. Remember a whole discussion, where was the stuff when the guy died? Did the Yisomim acquire rights to this thing or not? So Rabbi Tarfon said that anyone who would grab it gets it. It doesn't go to the Yisomim unless it was in a place where that belonged to the Yisomim. So Rav and Shmuel said, V'hu shetzvur nach mishas harabim. That when do we say the only time the malve and the woman, remember there was a Baal Chov and a woman, that they can grab it, that's only for the Rishus HaRabim.
But if the fruit was in a Simton alleyway, then they're not allowed to grab because then it belongs to the Yisomim. So they're not allowed to grab. So you see from the words of Rabbi Shmuel that it's got to be Rishus HaRabim. Vitzide Rishus HaRabim, but it's got to be, but not in a Simta. Says the Gemara, oh, but not in a Simta. But that implies Vitzide Rishus HaRabim, Ki Rishus HaRabim Damu, that it would not belong to the Yisomim, and therefore, if the get is in Sidur Rishus HaRabim, it does not belong to a woman, because Sidur Rishus HaRabim is the same Rishus HaRabim. It's not a place where you can make a kinyan, and therefore, it's not Megureshes. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Megureshes me to Rav Nachman. Guy says to his friend, here, take this cow, do Mashiach on this cow. Do the Mashiach now, but I only want the kinyan to be chal after 30 days. Kana. Va'afilu omedes be'agam, even if it's in a swamp, it's considered to be in the rishus of the guy who bought it. So you see, Mashiach works in a swamp. My love, hainu agam, hainu tzidu rishus rabim. Shouldn't an agam have the same halachas as rishus? Well, no, lo. Agam l'chun tzidu rishus rabim l'chun. And agam is a place where you could make a kinyan. But tzidu rishus rabim is not the same as an agam. That's the same as rishus rabim. And you can't make a kinyan Mashiach there. Ikad Amri, some have this exact story, exactly the opposite. Amale, Migureshes, Midr Rav Nachman. So first Rav Chista said to Rami Rechama, it is a good divorce from the din of Rav Nachman, who said that an agam, it doesn't work. Vitzidur, which is a rabbin, ka agam dami. I'm sorry, that Rav Nachman said that if it's an agam, it does work. Vitzidur, which is a rabbin, ka agam dami. Tzidur Rishus HaRabim should be like an agam. Says Gemara, Adarabba, ain't a migration. The Rav and Shmuel who said that an agam, the Rav and Shmuel said that only if it's in a Rishus HaRabim, it does the tefisa work. My love, Hainu Rishus HaRabim, Hainu Tzidur Rishus HaRabim. So you see that it should not work. It's a place that you can't. Gemara says, lo, Rishus HaRabim l'chud, Vitzidur Rishus HaRabim l'chud. They're not the same thing. So again, here you have a dispute. Seems to be a dispute in the Gemara about whether or not Mashiach works in a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Even though Mashiach seems to yes work in an Agam, but it does not. Maybe it does not work in a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says that the Gemara is not sure. First, the Gemara thinks that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is the same as Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara says no. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not the same as Rishus HaRabim, and maybe in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Mashiach would work. So that's a discussion of the Gemara that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara, that Rishus HaRabim l'chud v'tzidei Rishus HaRabim l'chud, and therefore you could do a Kenyan Mashiach in a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, just like you could do Mashiach in an Agam.
This is what you made a specific thing that it has to be in our Rishus, right?
No. The halacha of a get is that it must be v'nasan biyada. A get is only a get if it's given into her rishus. So now it's after 30 days. If it's not a place that could be, that she could have acquired it from there, if it's in a rishus harabim, so that's not her rishus. So it's no good. But if it's an agam, where had she been there at the time, that's okay. She could make a kinyan in an agam, so then it would work.
It doesn't count that he said, at that time. This is your divorce,
so. La'achar shloshim. He said, Hareza giteich la'achar shloshim. Not now. I'm giving to you now, but I'm just giving you so that after 30 days, that's when I want it to be chal. So if she places the get down in a place that's not her, that she can't use as her domain to acquire it, so then it's no good. So if it's in an agam, it'll work. If it's in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, maybe it'll work. But if it's in Rishus HaRabim, it won't work. So one opinion is, what? You don't get it?
No. I said, but here he says that I gave you, this is your divorce. So he's really divorcing her, but then he puts a condition until 30 days. So does that mean is that divorce that he gave her?
No. So Dr. Jill, there's two ways of doing it. There's two ways. If you say, me'achshav u'la'acha lamed yom, so then it's one long kinyan. But if you just say, la'acha lamed yom, now it's nothing. Now I'm doing zero. I'm just giving you the document. But the divorce, nothing's happening in the divorce until 30 days from now. So it's not just a t'nai. It's not like I'm divorcing you now on the condition that 30 days arrives. We did see a discussion about this, actually. But the way the Gemara is understanding now, it's like the kinyan's going to be after the day. So it's got to be in a place that you would be allowed to make a kinyan after 30 days. Okay. So again, Rav Chista held, it does not work in the Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, but it sounds like from Rav Nachman that in an Agam you could make a condition. So, but the Gemara seems to say no. Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. Right, the question is whether Tzidi Rishus HaRabim is more like Rishus HaRabim. That was the first opinion. And the second opinion said Tzidi Rishus HaRabim is not like Rishus HaRabim. Okay. And the last Mishnah, or maybe the second to the last Mishnah. Here we go. Hamoshiv Ishto Chenvanis. Here we go. All right, let's see. Hamoshiv Ishto Chenvanis. If a man appoints his wife to run his store. Oh, Shemina Aputrapya. Or he appoints her as the apotropist. Here's the question. Should you go into business with your wife? Should you work in the same business as your wife? This is a maramakum for that. You appoint your wife as the guardian to run your business. Hareza mashbia calls mancha yirtze. You could force her to swear a shvuah drabana that she didn't steal any of the stuff. Like any other partner. Any partner is allowed to make a partner swear. Now, what's the reason for this shvuah? This is like any apotropos and any shutuf, any partners or any sharecroppers that the Mishnah says in shvuah, so you're allowed to make them swear. Now, why? Because since they do a lot of work for you, sometimes they take liberties and say, listen, I'm doing so much work over here, I could take a little bit off the side. I'm allowed to take a little bit extra. They're more heter. Now, so why does the Mishnah talk just about your wife? The same halacha applies to anybody you can make him swear. So there's the Mimchadish. Even though he's going to make her swear when she collects the ksuba, he could also make her swear even before that. This is against Rabbi Shimon, who holds later on in tomorrow's daf, that only if she's tovea the ksuba you can make her swear, but on all the other dealings that she did, we don't make her swear. As we'll see later on why that's true in the Gemara. Okay, anyway, so Rabbi Lezer Omer, afilu apilcha v'alisasa, not only can you make her swear when she's running your business, even the stuff that she's mechuyev to do for you, like knit clothing for you or bake food for you, you could also make her swear that she didn't take any extra on the side for herself. Says Gemara Yibaylu, Rabbi Lezer, ayde gilgul ka'amar? Does Rabbi Lezer mean that when Rabbi Lezer says you can even make her swear on the other stuff, is that once you're making her swear because she's your guardian, you could also be megalgal another shvuah on the knitting and the food? No, you could just, even if you don't make her swear, she's not your guardian, you could make her swear stam on the food. Tashma, come in here, proof. Amalola Rabbi Lezer. Darim nachash bekfifa, the Chacham said to Rabbi Lezer, how are you making the woman swear every time she does everything? A woman can't live with a snake that's going to make him swear on every little thing. Shapir, if you say that he's stam just allowed to make her swear, then I understand the taina. El yamas aide gilgul, if you say it's only on a gilgul, that's not going to happen that often. Mainaf galamina, what does she care? Once she's swearing, she's already the apotropa, she's in business with him, so she's swearing over the business. So, Darmale came with the kadaikas, so the Gemara answers no. Even though it's not a riot. Maybe really it's only a Gilgal Shvuah off the Apotropos Shvuah. But Darmalei, came into Kadaikas Pasoy Kuleai, you're being so makbid with me, every little thing that I do for you, Loi Matsina the Oder Bahadach. I can't live with you. Okay, so maybe this is a little bit of a piece of advice. Maybe it's not a good idea to go into business with your wife, or your wife shouldn't manage your business dealings, because it's going to cause fights. It's going to cause tension in the marriage.
Just don't make her swear on everything.
What?
Or just don't make her swear.
Or just don't make her swear on everything. Right. Speaker says the other option is just don't make her swear. Yeah. Tashma. Come in here, proof. That's an interesting question. We should take a poll in this year. How many people, do the men control the finances in the house or the women control the finances? Oh, we're not going to go there. Tashma. Tashma. Hareshalo patros ishto menaneder. Let's say, umenashvua vohoshiva chenvanis. A guy did not exempt his wife. He doesn't make her swear. He doesn't exempt her from a shvuah. Voshiva chenvanis, and now he makes her the store owner. Oshemina petrapia, or
he appointed her to be the guardian over the estate. Harezem mashbir kozman sheyirtze. Right? He never exempted her from shvur, so he can make her swear anytime he wants. But if he never appointed her as an apotropos or a chenvanis, the storekeeper, he can't make her swear on just on the food and on the knitting. He can make her swear on that. Amar lo, you can't do that. You see from here that it's not only Gilgal Shvuah, that he can, Kontor Belezer, he can mamish just make her swear on the knitting and on the food. That's what it says. Even if he didn't make her an apotropos, he can make her swear. So that's, again, we don't hold that way. We hold the Chachamim that's not nice to make your wife swear on every little thing. There's got to be trust in the marriage. Last Mishnah says, the Gemara says the Mishnah. Kasav lo neder u'shvuah ein li alayich. However, if the husband wrote or said when they got married, listen, I'm going to trust you. When you come to collect your ksuba, I'm not going to make you swear that you never got it. Ain't yochal hashpia. He said he's not going to make her swear. He can't make her swear. Aval. However, if she dies after he divorces her, and her kids come to collect the ksuba, mashpihu es yosheha, he can make the kids swear, because he only said, I'm not going to make you swear, but he never said he's not going to make the kids swear. Ves habarim b'shusa, or anyone else, let's say she sold the ksuba to somebody else, so them, he could make them swear that they never collected any part of the ksuba. Nedur shvo ein li alayich val yosheich val habarim b'shuseich, then eichel lashpia lo hi v'lo yosheh v'lo es habarim b'shusa. If at the time of the marriage, say he said, I'm not going to make anyone who collects swear, then he can't make any of them swear. Aval, Yosheh mashpirin osav es Yosheh es abam b'shusa. But only he made the commitment. If he dies, and the person, and she's coming to collect the ksuba from his kids, then his kids could make her swear, because only he said, I'm not going to make you swear, but his kids, no. Neder shu ein li, v'lo li Yosheh, v'lo labayim b'shusi. However, if the guy at the time of the marriage said, I'm not going to make you swear, and my kids won't make you swear, and my Yosheh, or anyone who I give the right to the ksuba over, alayach, not on you, val yosheich, val abayim b'shuseich, then eni yoch lashpia lohu, v'lo yosheh, v'lo abayim b'shuseo, lo osav, v'lo yosheh, v'lo abayim b'shuseo. If he says, me or nobody of my people are going to ever make you or none of your people swear, then him or none of his people cannot make her or any of her people swear. Holcha, mi kever bala lebeis avia. If the woman, right, let's say, she goes straight from the kever of her husband to her father's house. Or she chazal beis chamir, or she went back to the father-in-law's house. Velonas is apotropia, and she never became an apotropis for the estate. Ein hayarshin mashpin osa. So then the yarshin cannot make her swear on the fact that she didn't steal anything extra for the kfura. Because she has to take care of the kfura, and she's not going to worry to get edim every second that she's doing the right thing. You have to trust her on that. Vimnas is aputropia, but however, if she was a guardian, hayorsha mashpinosa, al ha'asid lavo, they're allowed to make her swear on stuff that happened after, on business dealings that she conducted after the husband's death, ve'ein mashpinosa al mashakvar. However, they can't make her swear on the stuff that happened in the past, because that is still part of the deal that the husband made with her, that I'm not going to make you swear. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Motzei Shabbos, we'll have the daf. Mazel tov, daf number 1,000. We should be zochah new Dr. Joe. How many daf from there in Shas? Did anybody Google it?
No Wi-Fi.
How many daf from there in Shas? All right, whatever. Bez Hashem. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.